Hey, what's going on, motivators? Today is Saturday, the 23rd of March in the year 2024. Fucking pissing down rain. Look at this guy over here in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. He's washing his little fucking car in the rain. It's actually quite sensible. It might seem crazy, but since the rain is coming down at such a rate, maybe we just wash our cars in it. You know? You ain't got to hook up the hose or anything like that. It's 41 degrees. Fucking rain is pissing down. This fucker's squatting in the grass. I don't know what he's doing over there. It's always something exciting to take in on any day. But today, like I said, freaking deluge of rain. I'm going to go down here and check this out just so I can do a little news fucking bulletin. Rain has fallen at such a rate since the, I guess, late last night that this, I think it's a Perkiomen Creek here, is really fucking raging, going through the vicinity of what's the name of the park? And there it is. There's the high waters and bridge abutment. And fucking, this must be a water treatment plant. They're all gated up. So I'm going to turn right around. But where I was coming from previously, downtown Sellersville, basically, you're talking about some serious rain, my friends, and flooding. So went out, ran some errands this morning, 10 o'clock. I was at friggin' Planet Fitness getting swole. Did a bunch of fierce training. Did a bunch of weight training. I got on the bicycle, stationary bike, and I knocked out some friggin' 10-pound plates, and I did what I call the Sprint 8. That is like a little interval training where I basically pedal, and then I will, while I'm pedaling, I will do bicep curls, or I'll knock out some lateral raises or front raises, or like punching action while I'm holding the 10 pounders. And then once the sprint comes up, it'll say building up or something like that. And then it's ready to sprint. So I stand up and I haul ass, pedaling as fast as I can. I do that for 5 miles or about 20 minutes. And then I went into the aerobics room, and they have those battle ropes. I did some battle ropes, did some kettlebells. Did some treadmilling, did another couple miles on that. Mandy was with me. She's doing her thing. And then we went out to a place called Backyard Beans, which I would encourage everyone to check out. Now, I've known about this place for years, and despite it being a tenth of a mile from my office, I have never been there. Beautiful place. I got a breakfast burrito called a West Main breakfast burrito. It was delicious. And I got what's called a matcha tea, which tasted like grass clippings. It was beautiful, though. They kind of sprinkled the cream in a particular way. Stirred that up, had my breakfast burrito. Enjoyed a little brunch with my bride there. And then we stopped in the office, saw my buddy the Emster coming out, cleaning, doing some fucking shit in there. And we got a call that one of our good friends and the mother of one of Sam's best buddies, she died this morning or over the night. She was on hospice, not 50 years of age. far as I know. Had some kind of terrible cancer that she's been fighting for at least a year. Now, you know how that goes. You know, you get the initial shock and awe of, oh, such and such has cancer. And everybody tries to help the best they can. Offers to assist, to be there, you know, make meals, do whatever the fuck. But everything's okay. We don't really need anything at this time. And then months go by, and then a year goes by, and then you hear she's not doing well, and she's in and out of hospitals and treatments, and finally said, I'm not doing treatments anymore. Take me home. And I think less than a week later, she passed. So that sucks a big fat dick. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody deserves, you know, to die young, especially when she's got, you know, a relatively young family, two teenage boys, and could not have been more of a God-fearing, good Christian woman, willing to help everybody, you know, consummate professional. She worked in healthcare, was a physical therapist for many years. Just a great, great person. We were very active with her and her family in the Scouts. In fact, this woman who just passed, her name is Amy. I was the mouthpiece and the discipline, and she was the one who organized everything and made sure everything went well. You know, she did everything, and I showed up and bellowed Pack 78, and everybody said, is great. So I did my best, and I played my role, but she really held everything together, just like I'm sure she held everything together in her family. And she leaves behind a loving husband and two boys in high school. And a church full of people and family and friends and Scout friends and all kinds of organizations she was a member of. People are going to miss her, you know? People that are like, oh, fuck, man, this is crazy. If it can happen to her, it can happen to anybody. Because if there's any sort of justice in the world, right? Or any sort of logic or if things genuinely, quote-unquote, happen for a reason, then how the fuck can somebody like Amy, you know, suffer this fate? We all could, is the reality. So this is definitely a day to count our blessings. So we just sent Sam out to pick her son up, and they're going to go out and hang out with his friends, and that's right where he needs to be right now. Going out, trying to be normal. You know, I'm sure they've dealt with this eventuality, but still probably in a pretty bad place. So it's good to be among friends and to go out there and try to live life, you know. My son, he told me, he said, you know, did you hear she's not doing really well? And I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Guess what? Remember her. You know, live your best life. There's no bad days. If you're not 6 foot under, then there's no bad days, really. And so you need to just suck it up and shut the fuck up. Stop bitching about stupid shit, right? And try to live your best possible life. I think that's what any of us can and should be expected to do, because she can no longer live that life, which she was doing quite well. Look at this place. I started to look at little ranchers out in the country, or little places with less house and more land. It'd be nice someday to downsize when our kids are out of the house and sell our home and a little bit more of a simpler life. We've been getting some hints of that, a glimpse of that, and a hope that someday we can, you know, just throttle back and enjoy life a little bit more. But if there is a message that Amy, I think, would endorse, it is that you need to live now, right? So anyway, I'm driving down these country roads between Telford and Quakertown. I haven't been down here in a while, but I love this area. So that's just an update for today. I'm going home now. I'm going to take my bogey dog down to see his buddies, and they're going to run around and get soaking wet and splash in puddles, and I'll have an afternoon coffee and knock out some paperwork and just fucking chill out. There's flooding crossing a road there. So check this out, man. On a positive note, it's a pretty good week. I've been knocking out these podcasts left and right. I'm very, very happy and proud and excited, engaged about doing this. I have, like, last night I got home, I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted from a long week. I'm feeling like, okay, I made it through another week, did my best. I started shooting some text messages because what's been happening, I'll talk to people, hey, you know, I want you on the podcast. Would you have a conversation with me? Would you? You know, interesting people. Now, I want to talk to everyone. So if you're a listener and you think, well, this motherfucker didn't ask me yet. I guess I'm not interesting enough. Or I hope he doesn't ask me because I don't want to talk to him or whatever the fuck it is. Fuck you, first of all. I want to get everybody on this podcast. I'm genuinely interested in what you have to say and what your message is on life. You know, what has been your experience? How can you help other people with your strengths and the gifts that you possess and your experiences, right? I think that's wonderful. Just listen to somebody tell a story, you know. So this is some of the things that I've got lined up. I've got a florist friend. Remember a couple years ago, 2-3 years ago, doing my carvings, I had a florist and a professor of floristry. I think she works at Bucks County Community College. She approached me and said, hey, would you consider carving these pieces for the Philadelphia Flower Show? So my friend, Renee, I asked her if she would have a conversation with me. So I'm going to talk to her about that experience, about her passion for doing what she does, which is essentially art, and she should be feeling pretty close to it because Philadelphia Flower Show is just a few weeks ago. Then I reached out to my neighbor last night. He is a freaking prolific collector of Transformers. He's like almost 50 years old. He loves Transformers. And I love him. This guy is awesome. His name is Marcos Gonzalez. And I've talked to him about it. I love Transformers. He loves them, but he collects them seriously. I'm led to believe he has all these rare and collectible pieces that he's interested in. So I'm interested in it too. And I would love, he goes, are you kidding? I would love to do that. Count me in. Fucking awesome. More Marines. Tomorrow I've got one of my childhood buddies, Jay Hool, who joined a little bit after me. And so in the 90s, probably 94, 93, 94. And he was a helicopter mechanic for many years in the Marine Corps, or for at least an enlistment. And then his son is like 19 or 20. He just joined. So he just got out of his schooling and all that stuff. He's going to be a helicopter mechanic, just like his dad. So very proud of him, and I want to talk to Jay about his service and his son's service that is underway. I got another guy who's a jiu-jitsu. He was a former Marine I served with. He's really big in the jiu-jitsu, like competes on a national level. He teaches. You know, he's still living the way of the warrior. I'm envious of that. I want to talk to him. Another guy who's an Air Force I don't know if he retired. He served in the Air Force. He was a C-130, worked on a C-130. And, you know, has all kinds of Vietnam era. He's got all kinds of experiences to share. Then check out this. You know, again, terrible about the loss of my friend. I accept your condolences. Yes, it's criminal. It's terrible. And but death is a reality and an eventuality for us all. So I did listen to a podcast last week, though, where there's a very famous futurist and nerdy guy. He's almost in his 80s, I believe. The fuck is his name? Well, he predicts a lot of things that technology is going, that's going to happen in terms of technology. And Ray Kurzweil is his name. He goes on a Joe Rogan podcast and is talking about the singularity, AI, how basically in the future we're going to upload all of our genetics, all of our biometrics, all of our thoughts, our mental processes. It's going to be uploaded just like everything on our phone is uploaded. So if something were to go wrong, let's say we're healthy right now, and something were to go wrong, in the future, we will have the ability to maybe edit out that gene or come up with a customized treatment to better solve that problem and maybe negate illness and the eventuality of death. Very controversial, very interesting. He believes that within the next decade, we're going to see changes and shit coming out like this. So that's interesting, right? Then, so I have a friend of mine who works on satellites. The guy's name is Keith, and I always talk to him about anything that I'm wondering about regarding technology. I want to talk to him about that. Maybe I can convince him. Then I have my friend who's a naturalist who just retired from some government agency, that maybe it's the Army Corps of Engineers, what he worked for, and did a lot of environmental stuff. But his passion is, like, he taught me how to mushroom hunt and how to forage for, how to grow natural and, indigenous crops and look for these invaders, invasive species that cause problems for our local ecosystems. Guy knows a lot about a lot. He was also one of the only people that I know and probably will ever know that has a falconry permit. So he has the ability to, he can actually capture, raise, train falcons or birds of prey to be his pet and to use them for whatever. Own them, hunt with them, etc. He doesn't do that currently. And finally, if you remember a story that I told a couple years ago, I was at the Mennonite market and there was a guy that approached me. He looked like a mob guy, something I've never seen at R&J Farmers Market. It was a weekday. It was like the spring, so a beautiful day. I go in and do some quick shopping, and he fucking is coming out. He's leaning against my truck. He says, "I like your magnet on your truck there. Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, Semper Fi." I said, "Oh, shit, really? Oh, you're a Marine?" He's like, "Yeah, swift, silent, deadly. I'm a United States Marine, Vietnam, special operations capable." He threw all these things at me, like credentials, and if they're all true, he's a pretty high-speed guy. So he's driving a minivan. I said, "Hey, you need to get one of these magnets, these Eagle, Globe, and Anchor magnets, Marine Corps emblem, for your mom mobile." Just joking around with him. He goes, "Oh, you want to bust my fucking balls, huh? You want to bust my fucking balls? Come around the back of this." So I go around the back of his minivan. He opens up the hatch, and there's a canvas bag in there with a human being in it, deceased. He says, "That's a fucking dead guy." "Yeah, I'm a transport guy. When ambulances can't do it between hospitals and funeral homes, and yada, 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 they hire me, making a ton of money, da, 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 da." And I was like, holy fucking shit. I just met a covert hearse driver at the friggin' Mennonite market with getting my granola and friggin' produce and shit. So I thought about him, like, man, I got to get that guy's story. So I called him, and he said he'd do it. So we got to schedule that. Then I had a patient come in the other day, and, you know, she was really anxious. It was her first visit. She's got a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt on. She got tattoos all over. I'm trying to make conversation with her. I see in her paperwork says she's a hairstylist. I said, oh, so I see you're a stylist. What's your specialty? She said, dead people. Can you believe that? So she does hair and makeup for dead people. I said, why do you do that? She goes, because I hate people. So she couldn't stand the typical salon setting because of all the yapping and drama and all that shit. She, like, works as a mortician or doing that work for a mortician. And so I was keenly interested. I asked all about that. And so that was awesome. So these were all prospective guests. I have one podcast lined up for tomorrow. That's my buddy Jay. I also reached out to via text to all my buddies from back on the block. These are like my childhood friends. And we were thick as thieves back in the day, man. Like, during our high school years, we were besties. We would hang out. We would surf and skate and listen to music and drink beer. And just, we were always together. And so it was pretty special growing up with a tight group of friends like that. I was very lucky. And we still keep in touch today. So I said, hey, guys, you know, I basically told them what I just told you. That this is something I'm doing, and they have seen it. And a couple of them said, I've been listening since such and such told me about it. The word is spreading, and I want to interview all these people and just honor them, you know, as individuals. I want to honor, you know, tell the stories that, you know, help the listener make sense of where I come from and by extension, where they come from and how wonderful life is because of the people that are in our lives. They enrich our lives. You know, they're not always famous individuals. They're not all have fucking awesome stories to tell. They're just normal human beings that are trying to work and live and love, and you know, they've got problems and grand accomplishments and things also that they belittle and think that my life isn't really much. I ain't got much of a story to tell, you know, compared to some of the people you're talking about. But I feel differently. You know, I would like to listen to and have conversations with all the people I served with and, you know, many people that I grew up with and talk about our growing up together and stories from back on the block and friendship and where they're at today and maybe about something they're interested in. You know, I got a buddy who's a soccer coach. Sounds like he's maybe part owner of a soccer training program where he and some other coaches, you know, have teams of I mean, it's mostly girls soccer. And they're always, you know, showing ceremonies where they're giving the girls medals and going to tournaments and shit like that. And the guy just is passionate about it because of his background. Love to talk to him about that. My other buddy works on the railroad. Couple of them do. What is it like working on the railroad? To them, it's probably boring as shit or something that they wouldn't think would be interesting, but I'm sure they have a point of view, a perspective, and so do you. If you're listening and you've got something that you're interested in or some story to tell with your life, you know, you should think about it and then consider coming on the podcast and just having a nice conversation with me. Like I said, I couldn't be more excited about it. It really fills my week with adventure and excitement and to honor all these people. And so, like, I'm going to talk to my buddy. I'm looking over his house right now. We're going to talk about fucking Transformers. That's awesome. Everybody who grew up in the 80s, 90s knows about Transformers, loves them, has seen the movies. You know, why are you a 50-year-old man collecting toys? We're going to find out. All right, everybody have a great day. Sun's going to be out tomorrow.